The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford.
Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about part one of the U.S. dollar and its weaponization.
While the dollar may be losing its crown, the law of unintended consequences is playing out in real time. For the biggest, most important issue facing generations of investors, the role of the U.S. dollar as king in the global economy. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has many consequences. The death of the Ukrainian citizens, the devastation of the second largest country in Europe, and the shakeup of geopolitical relations around the world are among them. But in time, the biggest long-term repercussions of the Russia-Ukraine conflict may be that it's a point of no return for the U.S. dollar. That is, an unintended consequence of this war is beginning at the end of the dominance of the dollar as the world's reserve currency. While it's no longer as dominant as it once was, the dollar, after more than a century, is still king. In fact, as measured by the U.S. dollar index, it is up 5% over the last 2 months.
Well, that's good to hear. But let's talk about how this war just may be the end of the dominance of the U.S. dollar.
An unintended consequence of the Russia-Ukraine war, and this is key, the U.S.'s response to the war, might accelerate the slow shift of the global economy from the dollar in ways that we are already seeing. Wars are super spreaders of unintended consequences. The terms of the Treaty of Versailles that ended World War I, with the objective of creating a permanent peace, were so punishing to Germany that they led to the rise of Adolf Hitler and subsequently World War II. Right now, the Russia-Ukraine war is causing a flurry of unintended consequences. Poor people in Egypt, the world's biggest importer of wheat, are going hungry as bread prices rocket due to collapsing wheat production from major producers, Russia and Ukraine. But the unintended consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the dollar and its status as a reserve currency could trump all of these. For more than a century, the U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency. That means it's the most important medium of exchange, unit of account, and store of value. When a visitor from Chile tours China, he'll use dollars. When a company or government spends money abroad, it will typically use U.S. dollars to buy copper or oil, sell toys or cars, or invest in hotels or factories.
And just how much do the central banks hold in reserves?
As of late last year, 59% of the $12.1 trillion in allocated reserves held by central banks around the world were in U.S. dollars. Governments use these dollars to trade goods abroad or invest in other countries. Some governments employ reserves to maintain exchange rate levels. 11 countries use the U.S. dollar as their official currency, while more than 65 others peg their national currencies to it. Because the dollar is the global reserve currency, the U.S. government has enjoyed a special advantage. It's able to borrow from the rest of the world, seemingly endlessly, to create new dollars. And it has deferred repayment by constantly rolling over and increasing its debt. But the dollar's role as the world's reserve currency has been slowly eroding. The share of the U.S. dollar in the world's economic output, it fell from 40% in 1960 to 24% last year. And the U.S. now trails the European Union and China in overall export and import volumes. That means less demand for and use of dollars. Another factor is the dramatic growth of the Chinese economy. It has expanded at an average annual rate of 10.5% since 1991, while the U.S. economy has inched up by 2.5% per year over that same period. As a result, China's market share of the global economy has increased around fourfold to 18% since 1960, and China will likely overtake the U.S. as the world's largest economy within the next 5 years.
And the U.S. government hasn't been doing the dollar any favors. A paper currency is backed only by the full faith and credit of the issuing government.
And Uncle Sam has been testing that faith with escalating debt, rising inflation, and towering deficits. Policymakers in Washington, D.C. have been taking advantage of the dollar's privileged status as the global reserve currency. So it's not surprising that the global reserve currency holdings of the U.S. dollar, as a percentage of total stockpiles, at 59%, has fallen 12 percentage points over the last two decades and is at its lowest levels since the 1990s. Sanctions on Russia will accelerate that decline. After Russia's attack on Ukraine, the U.S. and a group of around 30 countries, most notably in Europe, showed unexpected unity and determination to impose drastic economic sanctions on Russia, well beyond those implemented following the 2014 Russian annexation of Crimea, to punish it for invading Ukraine and to try to encourage it to withdraw. These sanctions have included cutting many Russian banks out of the global SWIFT, or Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication, financial system, plus making transferring cash in and out of the country more difficult. The Russian government, as well as Russian companies, may default on its foreign debt, in some cases because payments can't make it through the financial system. Hundreds of Western companies have suspended operations in Russia or exited altogether. Scores of Russian politicians and business leaders have had their assets abroad frozen and are barred from traveling to Europe and other parts of the world, but that was just the sanctions appetizer.
So, what are the bigger elements at play?
By far, the biggest element of sanctions has been the unified effort of the world's central banks. The U.S. Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, and the Bank of Japan impounded Russian central bank reserves denominated in dollars, euros, and yen. So with a few keystrokes, that's all it takes to freeze funds that are in electronic book entry form. So the Russian government lost access to around two-thirds of the $630 billion of its reserve funds. And that money was supposed to be the lifeboat for the country's economy during a financial catastrophe. And now Russia can't touch it. International pariahs, Iran and Venezuela, have been subject to harsh sanctions before. But never on this scale had finance been used as a weapon of mass economic destruction, and in particular, the world's reserve currency as the ammunition. As the Financial Times recently explained, this is a very new kind of war, the weaponization of the U.S. dollar and other Western currencies to punish their adversaries.
And let's talk about the unintended consequences of this weaponization.
Here's where the unintended consequences appear. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is horrific and despicable. But by freezing Russia's reserves, suspending Russia's access to its cash, Western countries have ripped the fabric of the entire economic system by breaking some of the most basic rules of how finance works and how those rules are enforced. One of the key differences between emerging markets, places like Russia, Brazil, Indonesia, Turkey, and China, and developed ones, the US, most of Europe, and Singapore, is that developed countries have a robust legal infrastructure. They have laws, courts, and decades of legal precedent that help ensure that investors are protected. Investors know that they'll be treated fairly under these financial systems. Without the rule of law, or with only the selective implementation of the rules, an investor is just one bribe-seeking bureaucrat away from being put out of business. Or a country is one arbitrary decision by the self-anointed global rulemakers away from losing it all. Such as, quote, "We're suspending the rule of law for you because you've been exceptionally naughty," end quote. That's what the U.S. is doing to Russia now.
And meanwhile, the rest of the world is taking notes. But let's stop here because we've run out of time for today. Tune in next week for part two on the weaponization of the U.S. dollar. But if people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.